You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas. Hey everyone, my name is Matthew McCabe.
And I'm Steve Anderson, and this is day 25 of Sherpa Shorts, our odyssey through the alphabet. 25.
25, which means we're there. We're almost there.
We're almost there.
Tomorrow. Anyway, we're the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast. This is a special edition in May that we do. This is our second season, Sherpa Shorts. We're excited. We've been having a blast. We've been stumping each other with words. Now we're into the fun part of the alphabet where it's even easier to stump each other with words. Just having a good time.
This is also the earliest we've ever recorded an episode. It's not even 8 o'clock.
No, it is not. And we had a midnight Taco Bell run last night with a bunch of youth workers.
That's true.
Not exactly firing on all cylinders. Last night, I ate at Taco Bell for the first time in over 20 years.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I must have had a negative experience at some point in time, and I just...
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
I just turned down Taco Bell. I just never stopped. So I never went anymore.
What'd you think?
It was pretty wonderful, actually. It was pretty wonderful.
It is pretty good.
Man, we had those little Cinnabons, or I don't even know what they're called, but they have a little cream in them, and they're like, oh.
I know.
I could eat those forever now.
Those were so good.
You want to stop for Taco Bell on the way home today for lunch?
It's your call, man.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what's going on.
Okay. So. I can do Taco Bell because, you know, it's usually under $5, too.
You can eat well
youth
there.
Youth workers dream.
Exactly.
It's cheap. Open late, cheap.
Perfect.
It's everything for youth ministry.
It's awesome. And shout out to Ralph last night. He really took care of us at Taco Bell.
Ralph was amazing.
We rolled in with like 25 people at, well, close to midnight.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, oh, man, he was just... He was all in.
He was
so great.
He was very excited to see us.
Yeah, so Ralph for promotion. I want Ralph on shift manager at the Taco Bell here in Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
There you go.
So if anybody out there is listening, has any connections at Taco Bell, could you just push Ralph up the ladder for us?
Right. We are at the last day of the Youth Leader Summit, Harvey Cedars Bible Conference. We've had a good time here.
It's been wonderful, yeah. Good group of people that are just in the trenches. Getting it done.
We met a lot of really cool people.
Yeah.
So we got an episode we recorded yesterday that we're going to put out here very soon, so stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. It's one of our favorite things about doing this podcast. I mean, so much of it has been a blast, spending more time together and talking youth ministry, but just the people we've got to meet over the last year and a half, just, it's amazing.
It really is.
You know?
It's so fun.
We've met some big name people, which is super fun to kind of hear their story, but most of all, we've just met regular people, just like you and I, just out there doing what God called them to do, and that is inspiring.
It is. It is.
So here we are.
Anyway, here we are. We're at day 25.
Yep.
And we have made it this far. We hope that you've been tracking with our super secret Sherpa phrase because we are getting close to the end. Yep. And you can enter our contest to win a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa, Florida in November at the Youth Workers Convention.
Absolutely. You got two words left.
Yes. You're going to do it. Just get that together, send it to us via email at youthministrysherpas@gmail.com. You'll be entered in a chance to win that free stay. I can't wait for that drawing. That's going to be so fun.
Oh, absolutely. And then I can't wait for the time at the house.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, we are ready for number 25 today.
Yes.
And it is your turn, Matthew McCabe. This is your last one.
It's my last one.
So make it good. You got to pull out a winner here at the finish line.
I'll try.
And so what is your word for?
The letter Y.
My word for the letter Y is young.
Young.
Young. So here we are at the Youth Leaders Summit. Yesterday afternoon, we had some free time. We gathered in the gymnasium to play a little ball. You and I did. We found ourselves on a team with a couple other people, at least on the northern end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You at 54, me at 50. Mm-hmm. We had a guy on our team at 42 and a guy at 37.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other team, which was more reflective of the people here at the Youth Leaders Summit.
Agreed.
24. Mm-hmm. 25, mm-hmm. 27, and 28.
I think the one guy was 32.
Right. They did have a 32. They had one guy in their 30s. Yes, yeah. 32. He was the old guy on the team.
He was the veteran.
And so last night as we, you know, laid in bed moaning our aches and our pains and the swelling in our knees and our tight back, and then as we rolled out of bed this morning.
That rolled out on my foam roller.
Yes, as he rolled out on his foam roller. I started thinking to myself, I don't even know if I remember what it was like to be young. Mm. And so my word is young. Like, what do you miss about being young, and what do you not miss about being young? Because that is in the distant rearview mirror for both of us. That, like, early 20s, mid-20s, youth worker, or just in general, just life. What do you miss about those days? And what do you not miss about those days?
Wow, man, you are hitting the soul here this morning.
Yeah, we're going deep cuts. Dang. Deep cuts this morning.
Whew. What do I miss about being young? Well, physically, I miss being young. Don't you?
This is where the question is coming from, honestly. There's more to this question, but, you know, we talked last night. I remember when I was in my mid-20s, I would play basketball for 2.5 hours, three times, maybe four times a week, and just never, I mean, we played for, an hour yesterday?
Yeah, you're sore.
It'll be days before I can play basketball again.
I played a lot of softball when I was young, a lot of ball. Baseball, softball, whatever. But I'm thinking, you said 20s, so I'm thinking specifically my 20s. I played so much softball. So I had all that camaraderie, all that being part of a team, playing three or four nights a week, and the competition of that. Like, I really do miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fun days. And at the same time, I think friendships were really easy in our 20s. You know, we had a great group of friends. We had a home group, like a Bible study we started with a bunch of friends. It was pre-kids, or maybe really early on in kids, having kids. And so, I don't know, just the carefree nature of life was much different. You know, our cares were mostly like, I don't really like my job, and I think I need to find something else. But other than that, it was just fun.
Yeah.
Just fun. So, newly married, no kids, playing softball, hanging out with friends. I was a youth volunteer for the first time, and I was just basically a big kid. Those were good days.
Yeah.
Those were good days.
Absolutely.
I have very fond memories of that.
Yeah. I remember that carefree is a really good descriptor. And now that if I think back on it, I probably didn't think that at the time.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying about the worrying about jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember that. But looking back, it doesn't seem like that big a deal.
Yeah, I remember a weekend. It was a Friday night and a Saturday, and I remember that my wife and us, right after we were married, so we didn't have kids yet, and you know, she was a teacher, and I was a youth worker, so we had plenty to keep us busy. I mean, it's not like we just didn't have anything to do. I remember one Friday we both got home from work and we're like, well, what are we going to do this weekend? And we didn't have any plans until Sunday, obviously, till church day, but it was like Friday, Saturday. We went to Blockbuster. That's when Blockbusters were still around.
Okay.
We rented a Nintendo, because we didn't have a gaming system. We rented a Nintendo, and we rented Mario Kart. And we literally sat in recliners and played video games for the entire weekend, only stopping for the restroom, maybe meals, and even that was a sketch. Sometimes we just make a bowl of cream cheese and salsa dip and then put it between us while we were playing. And
you were a young married couple alone for the weekend and you didn't stop for anything else?
I'd rather not talk about that on the air. But I just, again, it's a picture of that time of life where there just was a little bit more freedom of time.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I guarantee you I did not appreciate it. At the time, I'm sure I felt busy and full and stressed. But now, with multiple kids and their ages and the complexity of the schedule, both at home and in ministry, as you get more and different responsibilities, I long for those days. I think they're coming again on the backside of this whole raising children and launching them out. But
right, we're kind of moving into that phase now.
Yes, and I think I'll appreciate it a great deal more than I did when I was in my 20s. But that's one thing I miss from being young, is to having a little bit more of that, that carefree freedom of time.
This is going to sound really deep.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You're going to, going deep.
But I'm wondering if it won't be long before we look back on this time.
Sure.
And say, I remember when I was young. Because that's not, the stage you're in is obviously younger than the stage you're headed to.
That's true.
And so you're always looking back and thinking, what was life like when I was younger?
Right.
You know, and the 20s were great. The 30s were fun.
Yeah.
The 40s were fun. Well, someday I'm going to look back and the 50s were fun.
You're going to think the 50s were amazing, absolutely. You know, when we're out there playing basketball for like 25 minutes before we get a tap out, we're like, man, back when I was 50, I could play for an hour.
What else do I remember about my 20s? What do I miss about being young? I think I miss the anticipation of seeing what God would do with my future.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about, especially as it relates to youth ministry, I remember having dreams about where God would take me. I remember one time being on a walk with my wife. This was a long time ago. And we were just dreaming about the future, probably stressing over it for no reason. And I remember saying to her, someday, wouldn't it be great if we had like a youth center and I could be like the director of the youth center and have this really cool place where kids could come and hang out? I was probably 26 when I said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 30 years later, almost, I don't have a youth center. I have a youth room in an awesome church where kids come and hang out.
Yeah.
Like the dream is realized.
It happened.
In a different form, but it happened.
Yeah.
And just dreaming about that in my 20s and then, you know, seeing that kind of take place over the years it's a really cool thing to look back on.
That's so crazy because I can, when we opened our youth room at our church, I remember it being a pretty significant moment for me because, like, for me, that was 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
You know, those were dreams and conversations, even sketches that I made when I was in my 20s.
Wow.
About, like, man, what if it had a little cafe here, and it had this, and it had that, and then we could do this and that. Yeah, you had those conversations. There was so much hope for the future. Not to say that there's not hope for the future now.
Of course.
But it's a little more complex now.
Yeah.
You know, and thinking about the next 20 years when I was 23,
right,
were exciting and hope-filled. Thinking about the next 20 years now at 50, there's certainly hope in there, but there's other parts of that conversation that I don't like so much, right? And so I do miss that. I do miss that. I miss, and this is just me personally and the way things have gone, is I'm working hard at it now, but I've become a bit cynical.
Mm.
Over the years, I don't remember being cynical kind of back in my 20s when I was young. Mm. I remember being much more hope-filled and carefree and whimsical, and when something bad would happen, it would just be like, oh, what, it'll be fine, and they just had a bad day. And you know, whereas now I sort of anticipate bad behavior, and I anticipate being treated poorly, and when I do, it deepens the cynicism, and I miss not being that way. So, yeah, there's my confession. There's my Friday morning confession.
Your faith was fresher.
Yes.
It's a confession. Yep. Yeah, it definitely was. My faith was fresh when I was in my 20s. So things were new. I mean, learning the Bible and really understanding the Bible was still a pretty new thing.
Yeah.
And that was really exciting. You know, 30 years later, you know, I've read all the Bible, so it doesn't feel as fresh all the time. It's a struggle to keep faith fresh, my love of God fresh. So, yeah.
Working with students helps.
It does. It does. Well, most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. Boy, this is a, wow.
Yeah, a little nostalgia. Just trying to, again, being here at the Youth Leader Summit with a good number of people real early in their journey of doing youth ministry, which I love. I absolutely love. But it's made me nostalgic.
Yeah.
It's made me think about, you know, what it was like for me at their stage of life.
Yeah.
And even last night, just drifting off to sleep, I sort of was like replaying like stuff from my first 5 to 6 years in ministry in my mid-20s. And it was very fond memories. It was very good. There's things I miss for sure.
Hey, there's a sound.
There is a sound. That is the sound of a llama. And so you're getting your 25th of 26 words. Your word today is
Josh.
Josh. That's it. Hashtag Josh.
All right.
From yesterday.
Give me one quick thing you don't miss about your 20s.
One thing I don't miss about my 20s is being looked down upon that I don't know anything and that it'll be years before I'm a legitimate at anything.
Okay.
That was a big struggle of mine in my early, probably 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
Is just being looked on like, well, it's just a kid. Just do that thing over there and let us do church over here. You know, I don't miss that at all.
Okay. Cool.
What about you? You got one thing?
I don't miss not having the opportunity to fully use my gifts.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably a whole other episode. Maybe next fall, let's dive into that.
Yeah, but I mean, just the opportunities to preach and lead that I have today.
That you didn't then.
That I didn't then. Yeah. I really love those things. So,
all right. Well,
that's it, man.
Whew, we're there. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with our last Sherpa short of season 2.
Yes.
So we'll see you
tomorrow. We're going to make it.
Until then.
I'm crawling to the finish line.
You are. But until then, Sherpas out.